This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Man, I just did the cupcake. I am just craving carbs today. I had a party a few days ago at my house, and I don't like to throw anything out until it starts turning yellow and moldy. And so we have some old cupcakes, and I packed one today before I went to the studio. And it's like it's just sitting there staring me at the eye. I'm a little grumpy today. It shouldn't be grumpy. I don't know what it is. For those of you who are teachers out there, I don't know how you guys do it. What do you do when your students leave? You know, you miss them. I gave one of my last lectures to the second year medical school class at Toro University, right? And you know, these kids, there's about 140 of them. And, you don't realize that throughout the year, you know, you watch them develop into, you know, from being like little baby doctors to being maybe, kind of, I told you the first year, that's kind of when they're little babies. And then, second year is kind of when they're toddlers going into, kindergarten. And then you have kind of the grade school, and then you kind of have the middle high school. And the high school, the fourth year is, woo-wee, boy, they got some attitude. So they're like, you know what? I'm about to be a doctor. And I'm like, wait a second, you're still a little baby to me. But anyway, so, the second year is in medical school. You know how it goes, right? If you don't, I explained it. After you go through your undergrad, your 4 or 5 years of undergrad, you get accepted to medical school. When you're in medical school, you have first year. First year is, freshman, you don't really get made fun of too much, by your peers. In my class, I did. But nobody really screams freshman to you. Patients are actually really nice to you as a first year because you look like a baby. You look so scared and your eyes are all widened and you're like, oh my gosh, I don't want to kill you. And they're like, don't worry, I won't let you kill me. I'm like, oh, thank you, thank you, thank you for, helping me not kill you. Thank you. And so, the first year medical students, they're just so, and they're so learn and they want to absorb things. All right. But you're in the classroom setting for most of it. You got to learn your basics. You got to learn your anatomy. You got to learn your basic neurology and your, basic biochem. And so you're still doing a lot of the stuff you did in college. But we're starting to kind of, piece it together with what you do with patients. Second year medical school, now you start doing a lot more integration. And you learn more about the pathology. If somebody does have lung cancer, what's it actually doing? Let's look at the histology. Let's take a look at the cells. Let's look under the microscope. Why is that organ turning black? Right? Why is that tumor obstructing the colon? And you start to see it more. And it's starting to make more sense. And you get a lot of practice on how to talk to patients. You can't just walk up to a patient going, hey, mama, how's it hanging? Can't do that. Can't do that with a patient. Now, yes, in my years of practice, I did. I was like, Joe, what the hell is up? Up top, give me 5 minutes. Okay, I talk to my patients, a variety of ways. But as a student, you have to call them like, Mrs. Smith, Mr. Jones, thank you for waiting, pleased to meet you. And, show some basic, humanism and also learn to listen. Okay, I was a talker in medical school, so all I did was talk. Yeah, I was like, oh, really? You have hemorrhoids? Oh, no, man, you ain't got nothing on me. I got hemorrhoids. First of all, my hemorrhoids are, now you can't do that, okay, when you're a doctor. Patients are there to get their problem addressed. They aren't there to hear about your problem. So I had to really learn a lot my first and second year. After second year, you're pretty much out of the classroom setting. Yeah, every now and then you go back into a classroom every now and then. But now you start to rotate through the hospitals. You start to rotate through medical offices. And they're called your clinical rotations. And that starts third year. So you'll be doing your surgery, you'll be doing your internal medicine, you'll be doing your family medicine, you'll be, you know, maybe rotating with a neurologist or an ophthalmologist or a dermatologist. And as a third year, that's very, very exciting. Okay? As a teacher who teaches first and second years, no, don't leave Mama. Please don't leave me. And so the second years are just busting out of their seats, cannot wait to get into an OR or to deliver a baby or to see all that stuff. But then I'm never going to see them again. So it's very, very difficult. I don't know how teachers do it, especially if you are like a kindergarten teacher. Oh my gosh, these little babies that you're so close to, and then they leave you, they go to first grade, and then they come back as an eighth grader to see if you're still alive. You know, if your kindergarten teacher's still alive, like, oh, hi, you know, are you, I think my kindergarten teacher was Mrs. Cannabis in Oso Elementary in California in Woodland Hills. Yeah, Mrs. Cannabis. So I don't know. I hope she's still alive. I mean, look, I'm only in my 20s, right? but, you know, and so that's got to really freak you out. If you're a kindergarten teacher and all of a sudden your student comes back fully pubertized, right, in the eighth grade, you know, instead of going, bye, Mrs. Smith. Thank you for teaching us how to finger paint, to coming back to going, hi, Mrs. Smith, you're hot. Oh, that would freak me out. Freak me out. But anyway, so third and fourth year is a very, very exciting time. And I just got to thank any of you who have ever led a medical student, you know, interview you or learn from you, you know, try to evaluate what you have. I think it's damn cool. And let me tell you something. For those of you that are freaked out about going to a teaching hospital, I would rather go to a teaching hospital than a private hospital. And I've told you this because, you know, what I noticed, you know, learning at teaching facilities is there are always doctors there. There's always a medical provider, a hospitalist, somebody there that if you need anything, they're there. Now, mind you, the nurses are awesome. And the nursing staff, they know what to do in an emergency. But, you know, when I had to do my rotations and I had to learn, I mean, you're there all night long. So there's always somebody around. Yet some of these private hospitals, the doctors go to bed, you know, they check on their patients and like, all right, if you need me, call me. And, you know, it's kind of quiet in the hospital. Yet at these teaching hospitals, it's still, you know, there's still a lot of hustle and bustle. The cafeteria is still open. I know the cafeteria is still open. If I was in the hospital, God forbid, I'd be like, all right, I want my pudding. You know, and the nurse would be like, I'm not getting you no pudding. But I really want some pudding. You're not eating pudding. I'm like, the hell this? I'm going down to the cafeteria. Now I'm going down to the cafeteria and get my pudding. So yeah, teaching hospitals rock. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOLLY. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so we got a bunch of Republicans giddy, having enough votes to pass the Republican American Health Care Act bill. Plus its amendment. Many of you have asked, what's in the bill again? I know, because it's kind of gone through some changes, right, since its earlier version. And can I just say something? There was this big, big push to get it, through the House before the congressional leaders or the legislators take a week recess. Doesn't it seem like they take a lot of time off? Here's the thing. Legislators have to do stuff in their own state. So from what I understand, it's not that they're on vacation. Right? Yeah, because I was like, well, Easter passed. What vacation is going on in May? No, what it is they have to have time to go back to their own districts and do things. They can't just be in Washington all the time. So legislature is in session. They do what they need to do. Then they go back home, do what they need to do. Every now and then there's a federal holiday. They take that off. Then they come back. They go back to legislative session. And then actually sometimes they do get vacation time. So there was this big push to, hurry up and get at least the amendment voted on, or the new version of the bill, the American Health Care Act, because otherwise it looks like Trump is unable to govern. And I don't know, there's been so many media outlets saying that if Trump couldn't get this done this week, that it would be a reflection on his presidency, his ability to govern, his ability to manage the, and that's a whole crock of crap. All right? There is nothing that I've ever written that said you need to blast through a bill as quickly as possible to make it look like you're a good politician or a good leader. I say a good leader is somebody that takes time, that figures out how to methodically make something work, that is able to argue their point and argue why what they want to legislate is a good idea. That, to me, is a good leader. And I really hope the GOP didn't, fall into the trap that the media, laid for them to hurry up and ram something through before another legislative recess. Now, mind you, we've talked about this. The GOP has some issues, okay? Midterm elections start campaigning as early as, obviously, next year. So if they didn't make good on something that had to do with their promise of repealing and replacing Obamacare, it could hurt them politically, absolutely. Which is, either a great thing for our healthcare system or a bad thing, or not healthcare system, a great thing for our political process and our political system or a bad thing. You don't really have a lot of time to get things done when you have the midterm election, midterm elections every 2 years. So if, Trump has a Republican-controlled House and Senate, he's got to bust a move before the next midterms in which he could lose it. That's exactly what happened with President Obama. They were able to take over the House, Senate, everything, so he pushed through as much as he could until the midterm elections. Then for the remaining 6 years of his presidencies, he struggled. So I understand why they want to bust a move. I get it. But, nothing had to be done by this week. All right, but let's take a look. What's in the bill? All right, so to recap, okay, what was in the original bill? Because remember, the reason why they're getting this to pass is because they added amendments. All right, the Freedom Caucus didn't like the original plan. They said it was too light. But Freedom Caucus members apparently switched how they felt and switched votes to say, this new amendment makes this work. But what the bill does is, first and foremost, which I think we all would agree on, is it ends the tax penalties. So what was so ridiculous about the original Affordable Care Act was if you didn't buy insurance, you got penalized. If you were a larger employer who didn't offer coverage, you got penalized. Now, you still get penalized. Insurers would apply a 30% surcharge to customers who've let coverage lapse more than 63 days in the past year. But it's not as bad as the spanking that the Affordable Care Act did. Plus, we aren't forcing employers to choose between a penalty and hiring somebody. What we want is large employers to keep hiring people. We want large employers to hire more and more employees. And if they're afraid that they are going to have to take on the expensive cost of health insurance, they may say, you want to know what? It's cheaper to not hire the employee. And in fact, many of those employers who are on the line, between having the 50 employees or not or whatever, if they had just under the amount of employees, it worked for them. Or if they were a large company, less employees saved them money. It made sense. So that's why so many of you had to work the jobs of two or three people. You're like, but they fired Joe, they fired Bob, and I have to do their work. So now I am combining three jobs into my own. And if you wanted to keep your job, you did it. If you didn't want to keep your job, you said, you know what, nope, this is too much work. And they said, fine, there's other people out of work that'll take your job. So they saved money not having those other two employees, and you had to work harder. That was stupid. That is not what we wanted to have happen during the recession. Again, we understand why it got, you know, passed through as quickly as possible because, you know, Obama only had X amount of time. But from an economic standpoint, that was stupid. So maybe if employers don't have to triage behind, you know, between, all right, spend money on health insurance or not hire the person at all, maybe that gets rid of that and that could work. Now, what about being charged 30% extra if you let your coverage lapse? That is a penalty. I don't like penalties. I like incentives. But maybe if we turn that around, that could be an incentive for you to keep your coverage going. So we'll see. It's not ideal, but it's better than the other. It also ends tax increases on higher earning people and a range of industry groups, including insurers, drug makers, and medical device manufacturers. taxing industry groups and drug makers, et cetera, taxing them more, and medical device manufacturers didn't really help because what it did was it caused a huge spike in the cost of the drugs. Okay? If a company has to pay more in taxes, they're going to pass that cost on to the customer. So things cost more. And we also saw a lot less R&D, research and development. So maybe if we could find something more stimulatory and incentivizing for these pharmaceutical companies to create more drugs, that could work. They say, cut the Medicaid program for low-income people and let states impose work requirements on Medicaid recipients, according to Fox News. They changed this Medicaid from an open-ended program that covers beneficiary costs to one that gives states fixed amounts of money annually. Personally, I think that's not a bad idea. When we expanded Medicaid, did we have an end game in sight? Remember, we expanded Medicaid because people were losing their jobs in the recession. So that was supposed to be a short-term fix. Instead, the way it was written is we're just going to expand Medicaid and let people be on Medicaid as, you know, long as they need. On one end, that sounded good as the recession started. But from a, you know, fiscal standpoint, well, wait a second. You know, once people get the job, shouldn't we be scaling back? You know, how are we going to recoup this money? And as we're finding year after year, even though the recession slowly started to improve, we had more and more people still go on Medicaid to the point that now we have about 72.5 million people on Medicaid and rising. Well, why is that happening if people are supposedly getting their jobs back? Well, it's because jobs aren't offering health insurance. So more people are needing to be on Medicaid and there's no end to sight. So we need to figure out how to be more financially prudent. And absolutely, why not have some Medicaid recipients, you know, still show proof that they're working? Right. Why does it have to be like the Tsarnaev brothers where they're sitting on the couch playing video games, planning the Boston Marathon bombing while getting benefits? So it does make sense. States will get federal waivers. This is the biggie. Allowing insurers to charge older customers higher premiums and younger ones. I don't think I like the way that's written. Obama's law limited the difference to a 3-to-1 ratio. States can get waivers exempting insurers from providing consumers with required coverage of specialized health services. However, this amendment, all right, this amendment that kind of protected people with pre-existing conditions will provide $8 billion over 5 years to help states finance these high-risk pools. So the reason why this is confusing for some is one of the reasons why premiums skyrocketed is because they had to cover those with pre-existing conditions. So how do you get premiums to go down? Well, you can't take back the pre-existing conditions. So if you fund those high-risk pools in states that want to try to reverse the pre-existing condition clause, maybe it'll work. I'm not sold on that, guys, but it's what we got. 1-877-DOT-BELLY.
Cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, looks like there was another flight issue. Looks like somebody was threatened with being arrested. Hold on, I want to read this. Here we go. A California couple on a Delta flight did not want to give up their two-year-old son's seat. Brian and Brittany Shear allege that they were told their children would be taken away from them and were threatened with being arrested if they wouldn't give up the seat for their two-year-old. Now, I'm assuming they paid for that seat that the two-year-old was sitting in. Yeah, I remember for years we did that trick, where we would, you know, take the aisle seat, take the window seat, and leave the middle seat open so that, you know, it wouldn't book. Because who just, you know, what couple will take, you know, a middle seat here and a middle seat there, right? So then the middle seat is open, and you're like, good, I could stick my kid in there so I don't have to put him on my lap. But I think they actually did purchase that middle seat. They said they were due to travel from Hawaii to Los Angeles last week when they were told to relinquish the seat of young son Grayson. Ms. Shear told ABC, as a mother, you have a one-year-old and a two-year-old. It doesn't matter whether that's true or false. It put fear in me. They were told Grayson, who had a car seat on top of a seat, would have to sit on one of his parents' seats from Hawaii to Los Angeles. It's like a five-hour flight. And my kids, when they peed, it would go through the diaper. Not go, like, through the diaper, but out the leg. You know, they just sit there. And, you know, all of a sudden you'd be like, okay, wait a second. Which is why we had to buy these super extra elastic that would hug the thigh so that if they did pee, it didn't go through. But I'm not going to sit there with my kid on my knee. I mean, now my kid is like 17 years old. You know, I'm like, oh, sit on mommy's lap. Mom, this is stupid. No, say you're my baby. Sit on my lap. Don't go pee-pee. Mom, can I have my own teeth? Anyway, so I guess they did not get a refund. They were forced to book a hotel room that night before buying three more plane tickets the following day. They filmed the encounter with airport staff, posted on YouTube. Ms. Shear is heard asking a staff member, I'm going to be in jail. And Mr. Shear could be heard saying, well, you should have thought of that before you oversold the flight. I bought that seat. So he did buy the seat for the two-year-old. He told CBS2, we never thought it was going to get to that point where they were actually getting us all off the flight as we were leaving the plane. There's four or five passengers waiting for our seat. The bottom line is they oversold the flight. Something does have to be done. This is stupid now. This is really stupid. Overselling seats. It's not a safety issue. It's a financial issue. The couple were flying alongside their young son and one-year-old daughter. They say the two youngest children were going to sit on the parents' laps, but their teenage son opted to travel on another flight. Having had a seat booked, they selected Grayson in a seat instead. And the airline said, we are sorry for this family experience. Our team has reached out, and we will be talking with them to better understand what happened and come to a resolution. All right, so airlines need to get their poop together. All right, this is a problem. I'm sick of it. I hate flying. I'm at the point now where I hate flying. I can't tell you how many times I wanted to maybe fly first class just to get a little extra room, just to get some food. But first class, they purposely charge, I mean, what, like $1,000, $1,200, $2,000. It's stupid what they charge for first class. And so you're stuck there in coach. It's a mess. It's there's no room. Your legs are, oh, by the way, I think American Airlines is, hold on a second. I think American Airlines now is going to make their seats even smaller. I think they're going to be trying to cut back more so they could put in, hold on a second. I got to look this up. Yeah, I fly American Airlines. I actually like American Airlines because, you know, their flight attendants are nicer. Yep, here we go. On the new planes, American Airlines are going to pack more seats on its new planes, reducing space between rows from 31 to 29 inches. Okay, I'm double D. I have not measured my chest, okay, you know, with a tape measure. But I think if it's 29 inch, I understand that's forward. But I got to tell you, I have to lean forward to reach down to my briefcase. There is no way. The person in the next seat is going to be smacked in the head all the time. They're going to reduce space between rows from 31 to 29 inches in three rows and 30 inches elsewhere in the economy section. The plan will be introduced on the airline's new Boeing 737 MAX models. It would make American the first legacy character to creep closest to low-cost competitors like Spirit Airlines. Spirit Airlines offers 28 inches of space between seats, known as a quote-unquote pitch in economy. So, they say, apparently a spokesman for the airline says people focus on numbers, but the well-designed seats are set up to be space efficient and improve overall living space. Didn't one airline want to add another bathroom? So in order to add another bathroom, rather than making the airplane bigger, they were going to rip out more seats. But instead of ripping out more seats, because each seat is what, $700 ticket nowadays? What they're going to do is they're going to just combine the seats in the rows. This is stupid. Wasn't there one airline that was looking at standing where you stand It was some prototype that they were looking at. What if you could stand and lean? And they could really get a lot more people on the plane. This is ridiculous. They say airlines are putting in more seats by using seats with less padding. In the early 2000s, American advertised itself as the airline with more room than coach. Instead, they've obviously started to change things around. I'm reading this as we go. I just remember seeing that. I was like, I wanted to tell you guys about it. How do we fight it? I don't know what the answer is. I was on an airline. I don't think it was Spirit. I think it was something similar. And I had to go to the bathroom. And the toilet paper looked like it was stained. Now, I think it was stained with a pink chemical substance, like a cleaning substance. But it looked like blood. And I had to pee. And here's the toilet paper matted together, pinkish red. And I'm like, I'm not going to use that toilet paper. And I just found it to be so, you know, for the price of the ticket, you're still paying $300-$400 for that ticket. It's just, I don't know, it doesn't make sense. The only way we could fight back is not flying. We just say, I'm not flying. Now, maybe America could do similarly to what Europe does, is have more trains. Okay, but people don't want to take trains. We in America, we're spoiled. Right? We want to get where we want to fast. Okay, if I need to get to New York, I could get to New York from Vegas direct in about 4 hours and 10 minutes. That's amazing. So if I have to be in New York tonight, I could just get on a plane and go. I mean, assuming there's room on that plane and assuming I want to, you know, kick a baby off a seat. Taking a train, no. That could be day and a half, 2 day trip, no way. So, we really may have to, you know, group together and revolt. We may have to, you know, come together and say, look, that would be the only way to change this. But airlines can get away with this because fuel is expensive. Okay. Cost of healthcare is expensive. Cost of employees is expensive. If they have to offer, you know, all sorts of benefits and maternity leave, et cetera, they could say, look, you know, look at all our employees. This is what it's costing us. You know, they could say, you know, look, you have all these people that cancel their flight. You have people that are, I don't know. It's we're the consumer. We have a lot more power, people, than you think. Got a lot more power. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. When we come back, it looks like there was a hepatitis A scare. Talk about that in Hawaii. Apparently, a bunch of people are now trying to get a hepatitis A shot. We'll tell you why. And too many people are still ignoring their heart attack risk. They know they're at risk for heart attack, but they're not doing anything about it. Talk about why. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Speak, speak, can't speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
There, I had to eat my cupcake. Oh, it was good. It had aqua frosting. I'm sorry. I just had to eat it. It was like so yummy. Now it's like all in my teeth. And I got like all this frosting in my teeth. I'm trying to eat the frosting. I got it at Sam's Club. Sam's Club makes real yummy baked goods. I don't know. They had aqua frosting. Aqua is like my favorite color. Yeah, it's so pretty. Because I like the ocean. I like blue. Aqua's my favorite. Okay, let me put it to you. Okay, here we go. Thanks. Welcome back to Dr. Dahlia's show. I thought I would swallow it quickly before, you know, the show came back on, but, oh, that was so good. That was, like, really good frosting. And remember, it's like a five-day-old cupcake. So five-day-old cupcakes, that's kind of a problem. They're really sticky. All right. Samuel writes, let's talk burnout. I'm 56 and hate my job. Hate my job. I'm too old to go back to school, he writes. I'm 12 years too early for retirement. My wife is disabled. I have a 23-year-old son who lives at home who's studying marijuana and Netflix. That's a double major in Netflix and marijuana. He says, my brother's on Zoloft, and he swears by it. What do you think? Okay, there's a few things I want to say. Hold on a second. Let me wet my whistle. That's a lot of sugar for a cupcake. Okay. So, first of all, okay, you would go back to school. No, you're not. Nobody's too old to go back to school. I've seen 40, 50-year-old people go to medical school. You are not too old to go back to school. You want to go back and do something different? Do it. Care if you're 56? I've seen people become bartenders. I've seen people become, dealers in casinos. I've seen people become chefs. You could go back to college and take classes. Absolutely. You know, remember, older people, all right, are going to be in our next economy, all right, depending on how things progress, a lot more desired than younger people, depending on what employers have to shell out and pay in terms of benefits. Now, remember, if you're older and in 9 years about to go on Medicare, then, you know, your job may not have to pay for your health insurance. If you're not going to need maternity leave or paternity leave, right, again, that saves jobs money. So one good thing about all the changes that are happening in the health, in the work system and on with what employers have to pay, you know, pretty soon there's going to be paid maternity leave and paid paternity leave, probably universal. And that's exciting for a lot of people that have had to, you know, I mean, like me, I went back to work 3 days after giving birth to my, you know, second kid, 2 weeks after my first kid. I could have taken off more, but it would have been unpaid and I couldn't, you know, risk the lack of income. Even though as a resident, you only averaged about $1.50 an hour at the time, still, or $1.15 an hour at the time. I was like, you know what? No, I'm going to push through. I'm going to figure it out. So eventually we are going to, as a society, say, look, okay, you know, other countries have paid paternity leave, boom, you know, we have to too. The only thing is for an employer, that's got to stick. You have somebody gone 9 months to a year, and you have to hire somebody else in their place. Now you're paying two people for that job. And depending on what their salary is, that's a lot of money. So, however, you're older, you know, and they're like, you know what, he's not having another baby. You may now be able to, you know, push out the younger person for the job. So I think older people are going to be, especially with their work ethic, I think older people and their experience may actually have more of a chance in our newer market than you think, okay? So if there's something you want to do, go back to school. Now, the other thing is for those of you that really, really hate your job, and I hope Blake, who's working the dials, is one of them, okay, I hope Blake likes his job. Okay, because I know working my dials is a real exhausting job. I mean, my husband's been married to me for 20 years. Working my dials, it's kind of a never-ending, you know, unsatisfying, employment. But anyway, when we talk about burnout, and I talk about burnout a lot on the show because I think a lot of us have burnout. You know, you're going to the same job every day. You're not making the money you want to make. You see other people, right, doing things that you've wanted to do that you can't. Shark Tank comes on and you're like, wait a second. They're bragging. These people are bragging about bringing in $5 million and my paycheck is $160 every 2 weeks. You see what I mean? So we start to freak out by what we see on TV. We think we're doing it wrong. We think we're not making the money we're supposed to make. Then we see we can't get out of a job. We're kind of, you know, trapped. And you start to burn out. That shouldn't be the case. So if I was 56 and I still have a ways to go. I know I sound like I'm, you know, in my 80s, but I'm younger than you think. What I would probably do is I'd start looking at my bucket list. Okay. And let's say my bucket list is I've always wanted a boat. Okay. Start looking at that. Look and see, you know, how much boats cost. Okay. And if you're like, wait a second, this makes sense. This kind of looks good. My husband and I have been talking. My husband said, you want to know what? Some of these boats or yachts are cheaper than a house. So you sell the house, you pay off most of the boat, and you live on the boat. Right? You know how expensive it is to live in California? But if you live in the boat, and you're like, well, we could go to San Diego, we could go to L.A., and I'm like, you want to know what? You know, that's interesting. As long as I could go to a studio nearby or build a studio on the boat, you know, that could kind of be interesting. And I was like, wait a second. I thought yachts were for like rich people. Well, no, if you actually start to look at it, some of these used yachts are cheaper than houses. And, you know, if you look at your house, how much square footage do you really live in your house? I only live in really two bedrooms or not two bedrooms. I live in the bathroom. I live in the bedroom. I take a shower once in a while. And I just need a refrigerator. It's not like a cook. You know, I don't need a lot of square footage. Some of these boats have some pretty decent square footage, bigger than many apartment I lived in. So, sometimes what you need to do is just stop and go, okay, what's on my bucket list? Let's say you want to go to Europe. Okay, well, I've always wanted to do that. And I hate my job because I don't make enough money to go to Europe. Well, prices are falling in Europe. There's some deals. You know, I was getting my hair done and my hairdresser had said, you know, if you ever want to go to Greece, sometimes 2 weeks before the ship sails, they have some killer deals. And they do. Apparently, if these ships, right, don't sell out, they have these monster deals. And there were these Grecian trips on a boat for maybe a fifth the price. Talking food included, your room, all that. For what? You know why? Because they were trying to sell out the last of the seats. So, you know, stop and look at what's on your bucket list. And then, what about starting a second business? A lot of people that hate their job, you know, and they watch Shark Tank or they watch whatever, and they go, you want to know what? I'm really good at woodworking, or I'm really good at this, or I'm really good at that. Then fine, maybe start a second business. You don't have to be a millionaire. But if you really like woodworking, or you like making baskets, or you like making flower arrangements, or you like making, pet rocks, right? Set up a website. It's not that expensive to set up a website, right? You know, start getting out there on Instagram, etc. Start putting something together. You don't have to make a lot of money, but you're going to love it because it's something for you. Now, maybe you only bring in $50 a month, but it's going to just kind of put a little bounce in your step. And your son, who's studying marijuana and Netflix, you have got to kick that boy in the butt. You have got to, you have to have a heart-to-heart talk, because that kid needs a butt whooping. I mean, that's ridiculous. He's 23 years old. If he's not going to school, or if he doesn't have a decent job, that's a problem. And everybody has to put their heads together and go, look, is this how we want to be for the next 20 years? Let's get our poop together. 1-877-DOLLY. When we come back, I do want to talk about Zoloft. Don't go away.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name and tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.